Do it.
Hi!
Hi!
We are your hostesses of the mostesses.
Your favorite living gal pals.
Miss Avocado.
And Wanda Gag.
Joining us today on the podcast is the iconic duo, Iconica and Toxic.
Oh my god, hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
We are fabulous.
Drove all the way from Buffalo to be here.
What, Buffalo? It's up there.
Hey, he lives there, not me.
He! Man.
This run under the bus.
This beast.
Oh my god.
Is up in Buffalo.
Period. Where the deer and the antelope play.
What the hell?
And I always say that.
Oh yeah, my god.
Exactly. Have you been to Buffalo?
No. I have not been to Buffalo.
Would you like to explain them what, just like Buffalo in a nutshell?
Oh, it's the type that protests outside of a Target for their Pride collection. That's the type Buffalo is.
Well, really quick for the record, what are your pronouns in and out of drag?
In drag, anything. Out of drag, he, him, they, them.
Slay.
Same.
Period.
Slay.
Easy enough.
Simple. How about y'all?
She, her, in drag.
Okay.
He, they, she, out of drag. I don't
mind.
Yeah. She, her, in drag. He, him, for the most part, out of drag. But whatever. Yeah. You know. You get called girl at the bar.
Yes.
She's doing the most. You know.
She's doing the most.
Yeah. Exactly. So, they doing the most.
Absolutely.
I think one of the best ways I've heard is just like, I go by this, but I always accept the feminine complex.
Oh, period. Yeah.
Honestly?
We love it.
She's giving?
Oh.
I'm a beautiful boat, you know. She is just...
Smashes champagne.
Well, and she's giving sounds better than he's giving. You
exactly.
Know?
He's giving.
Yeah. Look at that. Nail down.
Nailed down. Yeah, y'all are nailed up.
We're still baby queens.
Where are your nails, Miss Avocado?
Don't ask me.
Oh.
That's
right here. Right here. No, sorry.
All right, how long have y'all been doing drag now?
Oh, dear.
We started. So our first amateur was...
January.
Yep, January. Right before my birthday, and that's when we debuted.
What you say?
That day.
Yep. Market, where were you?
That was it. That was the shush. And then from there, we got asked to do a few shows, and here we are. So, I mean, we just did our fifth performance.
Yeah.
Can was our fifth.
Okay.
Cute. Yeah.
So, yes. You are new, but you do not look it or act it. Like,
thank you.
We saw y'all in lacrosse. We've seen you at the night. Like, you just pop up right.
You were
like, oh my god,
I would say in the Lacrosse Girls Broadway. That was the Broadway night.
Yes.
Y'all were our favorite act.
Y'all were there.
Yeah, we were there.
Oh my god,
we were incognito as boys.
No, wait, where were y'all sitting?
We were like, sitting like right in the middle, center front.
We were
like,
at the table as some of your fan club, which by the way, they have a very expansive
fan
club.
Oh, I saw all the shirts. I was like, we're in the.
We were sitting
section.
Across the way, like literally across the table from an iconic and Iconica and Toxic shirt. We're like, okay, all right, the fans are fanning.
Yeah, that was our families.
Period.
Traveled near and far.
Not like the front row, but like the back.
But y'all brought production
to
that show. You brought energy, and you brought a long enough mix so that you could entertain everyone in the room.
Really? Thank you.
Which is important.
That really means a lot.
Yeah.
We take prides in our mixes.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
we put a lot of time and energy into those.
Oh.
A lot of time and energy. Yeah. I mean,
does one of you do the mixing and like
one
of you does the props, or do you both kind of both work on?
Oh,
both
it's definitely like a 50-50 thing.
Yeah. We spent a lot of time on FaceTime, both having like mental breakdowns over the mixes, and we're like, it's not working.
Yeah. Well, this one was like never seen Rock of Ages. Definitely not a Broadway gay.
That's fair.
I haven't seen it either, but I know the songs.
Who does
your best shot?
Exactly.
That's all I remember.
Well, this one did. I don't know. He's like, did you even know the songs?
Bitch, yes, I did. Oh my god.
Whatever, 2002.
Oh.
We're aging people on the pod. I'm also 21.
You can tell she's freshly 21 from the Barefoot Moscato.
Oh my god.
When you get old and jaded, you turn to the box red from House Wine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If I could afford better wine, I would. But, you know, this economy, how do you...
Oh, my God. That's great.
Girl,
no, when I was 21, Barefoot Riesling was my go-to.
Well,
I gained 20 pounds, but it was worth it.
Oh, it was. It was tasty.
Oh,
it's all sugar.
It's full of sugar.
Yeah.
It needs to be.
Oh, it needs to be.
Or else it's just cardboard.
Yeah. Oh, and then y'all brought some great numbers for Can-Can for their Pride Candy Show.
Yes.
What was the full mix again?
Describe.
So, here, I'll let you describe it.
Yeah, so the first one, we decided to do a Wreck-It Ralph number with Vanellope and Taffeta.
Love.
So, obviously, we had to start off with, like, the Wreck-It Ralph themes and everything from Sugar Rush. And then, of course, you know, California Girls for Katy Perry. Because,
you gotta.
You know, obviously. Obviously. How could you not? We also had I Wanna Dance With Somebody. And what am I forgetting? There's another in there. Oh, shit. Mm. I don't remember.
I think you ended on, like, the...
We ended just with Dance Buddy.
Yeah.
My first decree will be that everyone is mean to me will be executed.
We have to tell this
Come
story.
Come on, acting challenge.
We have to tell this story.
You gotta tell the story.
Oh, yes. It's funny, with the prop that was supposed to be for that thing... Have you seen Wreck-It Ralph?
Yes.
Absolutely. So the gaming council, like Sugar Rush, we literally were in Menards, and I'm like... holding this big thing of plywood. I'm like, so is this, like, tall enough? Can we make a big gaming console out of this and, like, pop out of this?
Yeah, this bitch wants us to get, like, a U-Haul for every show. I swear.
Like, we were gonna have, like, the whole, like, seat with the steering wheel and, like, the characters on the side and the three lights. No, it didn't come to that.
Maybe start with cardboard. Maybe work your way up.
Yep, we slowly brought down the cardboard and a curtain, and that's about it.
Yeah. No, it's better to start somewhere, like, with too much and then take it away.
Yes. Well, the drum set alone is also, like...
That was too damn much. That thing is such a pain to drag around. But it's so worth it. It's so worth it.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
so much fun.
You play drums, right?
Yeah.
Work! Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So. Oh, the drag band's coming together.
The drag band is...
Oh, God.
We're, like, trying to put together, like, a drag
ensemble
jazz combo.
Of some kind.
Cute.
Yeah.
Drums.
Do you guys play instruments?
Well, no. I sing.
We all sing. It's true. Yeah, I
And I play piano, sorta. And so
And I produce shows.
Period.
Gotcha.
That's the goal. I think we want to get, like, Dick Van Dyke to play trumpet.
Yes.
Annoying to play trumpet.
Okay.
Izzy Hanson plays bass.
Theoretically, Melancholy to play piano.
Yeah, she plays keys pretty well.
I'll do the spoons.
Yeah! Ooh, you could be the sexy tambourine player.
Or the triangle. Just.
Yes.
Every time you play it, you're like. Full hair whip every time. Yes.
That's great. That was we only did the two numbers for
we just did
K-Can,
those two,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they were good. You came, like, they were stoned. I'm just always impressed when, like, people that are fresh in the scene, like, come out in a fully stoned outfit. I'm like, bitch, I don't do that.
Thank you. We get that from our drag mothers. So we try to pay homage to Mother Deke as much as possible.
Mother Deke. I was going to say, Aunt Miss Anya's stoned the gods.
Yes.
Constantly.
Yes.
How did y'all meet Anya? Tell me about this relationship. How
happen? So I've known Anya. Shout out. Love you.
We gotta get her on this.
I've known her for a few years now. We were friends on Facebook, and then we never really had a friendship. And then I moved up here, and then they just reached out once for me to make a poster for an upcoming flip phone event.
Uh-huh.
And then I just kind of branched from there to a gorgeous friendship, and I'd done many posters, many art projects for her. Wow. And then it kind of turned into... me helping out with a few of her drag numbers. So I was in the Titanic brunch, which was highly controversial.
What is controversial about that?
Oh, go read the comments on the TikToks on it.
Did they have one recently?
Oh, no, this was like...
A year.
Yeah, a year.
Was that her misdiagnosis?
Yeah, this was in that one, wasn't she?
I think. She was the ship, I thought.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What was controversial about that?
Oh, read the comments.
Ah! All right.
So people didn't think it was very appropriate for people to... be making fun of the Titanic, I guess.
Whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
It's been 100 years.
Exactly.
Bitch, what?
Exactly. Right. But I was the iceberg. I was the infamous iceberg for that. And then I also got asked to do the RuPaul's Drag Race brunch with her.
And you did Trixie Mattel.
Yeah, so I was the Trixie to her Katya.
Cute.
And that's where it kind of got born. But then it was Anya Deke, and my name was In Your Rump at that point.
In Your Rump!
But from there, we both, you know, strayed, and now she's Queen Anya, and I'm now Iconica.
Yes.
So it kind of just happened to be brought into the family, and then this one was a part of the first show, and then after that, Anya and Mercedes kind of came over and were like, so are you, like, a part of the family now?
Period. I was gonna say, you explained your name, Iconica, a little bit. Where did Toxic come from?
Toxic come from the Britney song, obviously.
Obviously. I was wondering.
So
I have
just
to
obsessed
ask.
With that, and yeah, it's a little bit like a juxtaposition. Like, she's kind of like a superhero. I'm kind of like a little bit of a super villain. So,
okay, cute.
Yeah.
We have Ivory and Ebony. We have blonde and brunette. Yes,
Iconica and Toxic.
Yeah, but you guys play a double C at the end.
Oh, and yes, of course the double C, because that's my initials of the boy.
When I first...
Oh, that's cute. And I'm just a little extra. So.
You gotta be. Yes, because my nickname for him is CC. So
CC, that's cute. Yes. I was gonna say, because when I first, I think the first time I saw y'all was at the 90s, mm-hmm. when you were competing in, or
yeah,
maybe you were just performing.
Yeah, we were just performing,
yep. At, So You Think You Can Drag, yep. And, like, I kept calling you Iconica and Toxica.
Yep.
I think it's just what the mouth wants to do!
No, that's because a lot of shots mixed it up, and then she was, and, like, we corrected her. We told her the first time, and it was like, oh, it's Iconica and Toxic, and then she still got it wrong, and then she just thinks
and
it's
then she was like, yeah, mama, I get it! Iconica and Toxica!
And if it's not if it's not Iconica and Toxica, it's Knockoff Sugar and Spice.
Yes.
Which is, yes, gotten called that a few times.
Real. Hey, at least y'all can dance.
Yeah, this is, well, can we?
You can choreograph.
We
that's
can
different.
Choreograph the house down boots.
Period. Yeah. Period.
No, we're working on the splits, but that's...
I think a long time.
I think we are.
That's how our process...
I'm currently, like... I think about like 8 inches off the ground. I'm not close.
No,
but I'm like...
about 2 $5 footlongs away from.
Well, then you've got the mother that can teach you.
Exactly,
the Little Miss.
I know the little like kick up in the air,
but
catch
the death
it.
Drop, we got
they
the
call
the
that a liberty
number.
In dance.
Oh my gosh. Number death drops.
Yeah.
Death drops.
There you go.
We were literally practicing on FaceTime, and I was like death dropping on my bed.
Oh my gosh,
in my
this
bedroom.
One like.
When I tell you the first time I did a death drop on the stage, I hit that stage so hard.
Ow!
You're 21, you're back.
Oh, we just kept going.
Got mine. Yeah. We both did a death drop in the 90s and it hit the ground and I was like, okay, why haven't I heard his boom yet? And all of a sudden I heard the boom and then I'm like, oh, damn, I know downstairs heard that.
There were aftershocks.
Yes. Oh my God. Well, even when we were like at the Mall of America, like trying to find shoes, I'm a dainty 11. This one's like a...
I'm a 14.
13.
Yeah,
I'm a 13,
yes.
Baby. I feel
so
you.
We found one at like Nordstrom, and he put heels on for the first time, and let me tell you, it was stomping. Like, the first and second floor and the parking garages and
God.
IKEA heard it. Like, it was a stomp.
Oh, period. God.
I was going to say, have you ever shopped on Pleaser?
Oh, yes.
Oh, of course.
Period.
Oh,
I was
yes.
like, I'm a heavy bitch, and the only thing that I can, like, actually depend on to, like, keep my fucking ass up is Pleaser.
Yeah.
Because stilettos otherwise are just like, whoop!
Yeah.
And they want to kill me.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Have you had a heel incident?
So I was performing for the reunion of Drag Duels.
Okay.
And I was doing Maybe This Time because I lost. And, anyways, so...
you're walking around in these.
So I was walking around in these like pumps that I've had for ages. I bought them at Payless.
Yeah. You're such a smart shopper.
And afterwards, Mars
Payless, I love it.
Mars asks Wanda, hey, was Ava drunk for that number? And then like Wanda was like, oh no, she was just wearing pumps. And that's the realness, because I cannot walk in pumps. And especially I can't walk in cheap pumps because they just whoop! They're not meant
wobble.
For anybody over 150. Oh.
Nope. Yeah. We only have one pair of pleasers, right?
Yeah, just
the
one.
Tall black loom.
The thigh highs.
Yeah.
Oh, period. Yeah.
The go-tos.
The stripper boots.
The go-tos.
Yes.
Yeah. You said we like a good 3-inch clear biscuit.
Oh, okay. Love
if
it.
I'm okay. dancing, I'm like, you can either watch me dance or you can watch me walk.
Yeah.
Which do you want?
Yeah.
So, I can either be pretty or I can dance.
Yeah.
One,
yeah.
Or
yeah.
Want.
One or the other.
Yeah.
There's no in between. I think my favorite heels are like the chunk heel.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of queens like.
I love a chunk heel.
Yeah.
They're supportive.
Yeah. That, and I just like, I don't know, they're very modern. I don't know.
Yeah.
I love the punk of them.
It's
kind of
yes. like the chunkiness.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, don't get me wrong, they're still like at least 6 inches.
Well, it makes you look more petite.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Period.
Wear something weird and big. And
yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Except I hate like a little booty though. I do not like the little boot where it stops at the ankle. I think
yeah.
it chops
yeah.
off the leg and makes
yes.
it look short.
Yep.
Yes.
And then when people wear like a long dress that hits that boot, and then
and
I'm like,
just,
oh,
and
I'm like,
yeah,
like,
yeah, that's gaff
and
no.
Yeah,
it.
No,
I have a lot of shoe
agree.
Opinions, which is why.
Oh, I love shoes.
I love my shoes. I want to.
I love them and I hate them. I'm just like, I can't even. They're just so expensive.
Yeah. Can we talk about how bad our feet hurt after every single one of our
shows? I believe you.
Oh my god, our toes numb. Feet.
Yep.
Oh my god, throbbing.
Yeah, it feels terrible. Like it's just
throbbing
blood.
Oh my god, it was terrible.
How many pairs of tights do you wear?
Too many.
Well, we learned that in the world of drag queens, that you're supposed to up the size by like two when it comes to tights.
Sure.
We're over here.
For the ass, yes.
Yeah. We're over here like wearing medium and large tights. So we're like wearing eight or nine pair of tights at times. Yeah. It's, yeah.
Period.
Yeah. Yeah. We actually learned from our mother yesterday that one, we're wearing our pads inside out.
What?
And two, that we should be ordering like times three sizes when it comes to the tights.
I would say, I think I'm a 3X or a 2X.
Yeah, you're a 2X, I'm a 3X.
Yeah.
Because I like to wear a fatter ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Whoops! Yep, not us shopping for medium.
Well, I mean, like, that's, like, Capizio is, like, the shit you want to get.
Yeah. They don't come in my color and size right now, so if anyone clocks me for my tights ever... Buy me new tights. Otherwise, you're gonna see see my really tan legs.
Yeah.
There's like one shade too dark, but like you can really tell if you're looking.
Sunscreen on this. Yes. Nothing on the legs.
Yeah.
She's a leg model.
Yeah.
Okay. Question.
Okay. Yes.
Oh no. Question for you.
Oh, for me.
If there's one celebrity or fictional or non-fictional celebrity you can go shoe shopping with, who would it be?
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I have mine. I'll give you mine first.
Give me yours.
Carrie Bradshaw.
Oh,
okay. 1,000,000% Carrie Bradshaw.
Right.
And her shoe collection.
Care to expound? Yes.
What the hell?
Yeah,
she's got a shoe collection.
Well, like in Sex and the City.
Yeah. Oh, well, period.
Yeah.
Probably Paris Hilton. I feel like she would just gas me up.
Oh, okay.
So hard.
Yep. Okay.
She's like, yeah, that's hot.
That's hot.
Yeah,
that's cute.
Oh shit. I'm gonna go with an old theater gal. I just love her so much. A Patti LuPone. Oh.
It needs no explanation.
Okay,
she'll know. She'll know what's the supportive heel to sing in, and she'll know what goes with everything.
But aren't they all gonna be like black, like stage shoes?
Absolutely.
Probably.
Okay. And you know what? I own three pairs of shoes that I wear.
You know what? Say that with pride.
I do. And well, like I got a clear biscuit. I got my clear taller pleasers for when I want to be a little fancy because they're rhinestone. And now I have my like black pumps with an ankle strap because.
Gotta get the ankle strap.
I don't move a lot, but like they still want to fly off my feet. Yeah. I don't know. I'm like half size between. You're a 13, you get it.
Oh my god, it's so hard to find out.
And also ankle straps and nails, it's just like how?
Oh,
how? Even asking another queen to do it is like still how?
Well, and also you use the fleshy parts of your fingers.
Yeah. Haven't mastered that.
Has Anya made you wear nails for 48 hours straight? She told me, she's like,
man, I can't even wear them for 10 minutes straight.
She's like, you want to learn how to wear nails? You put them on for an entire weekend and you live your life.
Dad, I cannot.
And I haven't done it yet, but she's right.
She was like, you'll figure it out.
Don't
hate me, mother.
We've been left on the side of the street.
I'm about to disown nails and just paint them.
I mean, by all means, if you grow your nails out. You said you're a nail biter. That's fine. But like,
the thing is, if you paint them, then it tastes bad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly. I've been trying to beat my habit with that.
Or like
it's
one time,
battle.
One time I put a clear coat down and then I took two rhinestones and I glued them onto my finger.
Smart.
And then I was like, I went up to Nocturna and I was like, do you like my nails, Nocturna? Yeah.
And then she was like,
she had the exact same thing. I was yes, I win.
Shut up.
So did you beat your habit?
Yeah. What?
Did you have a nail biting habit?
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
No, no. She was just trying to like find an alternative to nails.
Oh,
I was like, I don't
got it,
nails,
got it.
But like, what if I did this?
Or like a glove?
I love a glove.
Yeah, gloves are sexy.
Comes in clutch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, Toxic, who would you shoot shop with?
Oh, Gaga, of course.
Okay.
Seen the heels she wears, girl.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I couldn't walk in them, but they're gorgeous.
She is 100 pounds soaking wet, and like I imagine that she can just go on Pleaser and be like, I think that's sick, and then she can just buy like
literally,
the fucking, I don't know, 2 foot tall demonias, I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever she wants.
Yeah.
So, Helen Heaven asks, what made you decide to be a duo?
Oh, that's a good question.
Do you want to take this one?
Yeah, I'll take this one. Honestly, we both always loved going to the 90s together. Mm-hmm. That's like how we literally first met, was at a drag show. And then we've been besties since. We've just always had such a huge appreciation for drag.
Yep.
We love it. But we were both kind of like, it's so out of our comfort zone. Especially for me. Especially for me. There's no way I would have ever done this unless this bitch was like, we're doing this together. And I was like,
cute.
Oh, I guess we are. We're going to do it. And cute. We both push each other. We both inspire each other. And it's been great.
Oh, yeah.
Cute.
Yeah. Definitely that.
Yeah. Any commentary?
Fuck my drag, right?
No, I'd say you said that very well. Yeah. It was definitely just like, we both had a huge appreciation for it. Yeah, love the art.
Deep
form.
Down, we both wanted to do it. It was just kind of like that push to do it.
Oh, yeah.
And we both provided that for each other.
And we have our own solos coming up to the world that like hates the fact that we do a duo all the time.
I love it.
But
love
we, she's coming up. Don't.
And now a word from our original sponsor, Fruity Wigs. Hi, Fruits. It's your hairy diva, Miss Avocado, and Miss Ma'am. Did you know that she's been selling wigs for 3 years, officially? In that time, I've sold wigs to kings, queens, monarchs, and cosplayers all over the country. I've done a variety of styles, from updos, ponies, caged wigs, Marcel waves, to ugly styles. To commission your very own Fruity Wigs, or to see my catalog of styles, follow and message at Fruity Wigs on Instagram. Remember to check my Instagram story for themed flash sales of stage-ready wigs. Lastly, if you've worn a Fruity Wig and would like to be featured on the official Fruity Wigs Instagram, send a message with a picture you love in your Fruity Wig. And now I'm back to your regularly scheduled... Oh, shit, wait, there's another ad. Bye, Fruits!
This episode of the Drag Me With a Spoon podcast is sponsored by Gagworthy Designs. Hi, Gag. It's your girl, Miss Wanda Gag, and Miss Ma'am. Did you hear she's selling costumes now? She's taking orders and serving looks. He gets a costume, she gets a costume, they get a costume, everybody's getting costumes! Commissions are now open, so message us on Instagram at Gagworthy Designs or on our website, www.dragmewithaspoon.com/gagworthydesigns. All right, bye, Gags.
Now back to your featured content.
But no, doing some solo numbers soon.
Yes, that's so we're going back to lacrosse next weekend.
Yeah.
And it's a Disney themed show, so we have two duos and then one each solo.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah, so we'll see.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see. Yeah. We're ready for it. The mix is ready, choreo's down.
Yeah.
Just a matter of doing it now.
Yeah.
Real.
Well then, slay. Are you excited to perform solo or it's like it's a new
experience? Yes. I would say yes. Yeah. I mean I performed before. I was in show choir for many a years. I was in musicals every now and then. Oh yeah, so we live for the applause.
Of course.
Okay.
So no, I'm very excited, but I think I'm mostly excited to see this one step out of her comfort zone.
Oh, yeah. That'll be interesting.
To slay.
Yeah, slay. I'm excited for it. It's definitely like gonna be a push, but I think it's a good push.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Good.
Yes.
I was gonna say there's definitely like a yin and yang going on in this duo.
Oh
like,
there's
I don't know. Yeah, there's
yes.
What are you gonna do? What are you excited to do? I'm just excited. Well, obviously, so my number is an Incredibles number, and I'm a huge Incredibles fan. I'm so excited for it. So that's like kind of like one thing that I'm just like I'm so excited to like not only be performing like on my own, but like something that like has meaning to me, you know?
Yeah.
So that's great. But I'm also doing like a little bit of a surprise in there, so stay tuned for that.
Ooh,
I won't spoil it now.
No spoils on that.
No spoilers.
Do you have any like so Incredibles?
Yes.
What's expound? What are you doing?
Well, I mean, there's gonna be stunts, of course.
Well, no. I mean, like it's Incredibles. They're characters.
Oh, absolutely.
What
yeah.
Are you doing? Or is that a secret?
Yeah, that's part of the surprise.
All right.
I'm not gonna tell you who I am or who I may be. But
right.
Stay tuned.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
And I'm being Darla from Finding Nemo.
She's like, I will tell, and then you're like, here's my whole pussy. Yeah. Yes. I literally kid you not, Darla is his new contact for because it's too damn fitting. It's so perfect.
Yeah.
He FaceTimes me at like 3 a.m. and it's like, why are you sleeping?
Yeah, the world's not ready for that performance.
Oh my
I'm
god.
So excited.
I'm not ready for that performance.
I'm peeing myself.
Are you doing? It's great.
Are you doing Shake It Off by Taylor Swift?
Maybe. maybe in the mix of like five other songs?
Oh, yeah, period.
Yes. And Shake It Up by, what was that Disney show?
Shake It Off.
Shake It Up.
Shake it.
Yes.
Shake it. Shake it like a Polaroid picture. One of those.
Oh.
Sorry. Okay.
I'm gonna shut up.
I was like,
you're revealing the whole mix. Actually,
I don't mean to.
Stop it.
Age myself. Sorry.
So Megan Olson asks,
"Oh my God, my sister!
What is the hardest part of doing a duo act?" Also, you guys always slay.
Oh my God, thanks, sis. Love you.
Aww.
Hardest part. I would say every aspect of it leading up to the performance is the hardest part.
Yeah, yeah. It's, just the coordination. There's
yes.
so much to like yes. make sure we're on the same page about everything. Every now and then there's an argument about, you know, what we should be doing. But we get over that and figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I feel that, like, because we only recently started doing duo shit for, like, drag duos.
For drag duos, yeah.
And so, like, that was a whole new experiment of just, like, having to, like, artistically
it's,
balance
it's
ourselves.
It's a beast.
And it is a beast.
It's a beast. Yeah. Like, not only, like, figuring out like working schedules of like when we can get together,
yeah,
but then picking out a mix that we both agree on, yeah.
mm-hmm.
and then outfits, which yeah. you know, this one's opinions are very different than mine sometimes.
We tend to have like some aesthetics were the same on other aesthetics, it's like totally different.
Yes,
so
it was very hard to pull this one out of the feeling fishy all the time and like dabbling into the campy side of things,
yes. yeah.
Yes. But we're there,
yeah. but we're there, good. Good.
That was a huge part of it. And then getting together and just like doing choreo and then rehearsing it. I've been up in Buffalo since Friday and all yesterday was just for our 5-minute Toy Story song. We have 3 minutes of choreo and I'm like, oh my God, I just cannot be doing this right now with you.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Oh my God.
You're witnessing live the breakup of Iconica on Tar right here on Drag Me With a Spoon.
Whoopsies!
Have you all considered drag duels?
Oh yeah.
No. Well, okay, so we just recently got asked by, was it Kendall?
Yeah.
Probably.
To be a part of it. And I was like, I have absolutely no idea what that is, but sure.
Did you not go to any of the episodes?
No.
Oh.
Okay,
it was
so
good.
It's a drag duo competition. So you have to work together, create iconic numbers, create concepts, storylines, all of that. It's literally what you're already doing.
Literally what you're already doing. So you would do very well in it.
Yeah.
Period. Okay.
So
I think you should do it.
It is week by week, though. So, like, you get the list ahead of time.
Okay, that was my next question.
You do. But, like, here's the thing. We got the list, like, a month ahead of time, but the month was, like, Christmas.
Oh.
I think I'm not going to say anything. Anyways, it was stressful because we were spending time with family for the holiday, and we were spending all our money on Christmas, and so it was a little tricky.
And then we had no money and barely any time. So we basically got the first week done.
But that's how you make it
work.
Like, drag on a dime is literally us.
Like, we were making every outfit every week.
By week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every number.
And how many weeks is it?
Eight or nine.
Oh my God.
It's 8 weeks. Depending on how many contestants they get.
For like 2 months straight. Yeah. Every Sunday.
And is it like an elimination thing?
Yes.
It is.
So every week, you do a challenge, and then the bottom two teams have to send one of their people to lip sync to survive. So it is like Minneapolis Drag Race, but as duos.
Which, like, when you lip sync, you have to choose.
It is really fun.
When you lip sync, you have to choose one from the duo to lip sync for your life, basically.
But then the next episode, if you're in the bottom,
person has to.
Okay. Yeah.
Whoever didn't last time has to do it now.
And if you survive that and it's a third time, then what?
Then the next person.
Again.
Then we're flip flopped again.
Oh, God.
So, for example, I lip synced for my life, like, the Zodiac episode. No, the roast episode, and it was a song that she didn't know at all, and I kind of knew, so I
did it. Oh, you knew the songs in advance?
Oh, we did.
You don't know
I just didn't study them, baby. Because I didn't love all of them.
Well, yeah, it was a...
Yeah.
It's fine. It's just like, you know, you're fully, like, subject to somebody else's musical taste.
Yeah.
And so I'm like... And so, but you learn the words and you make it work.
Yeah.
Watermelon, watermelon, watermelon.
Watermelon, watermelon, watermelon.
Yeah.
Feeling like a rock star.
And so it was super fun, but it's just like, it's a lot, but it's so gratifying. Like, we just moved here and then we got to be like, hey, we're here. Hi, look at us. We're doing great stuff.
And so it's a great way to make a splash and make connections and make yourself known.
Yeah.
That's what I will say. If you're considering it, but.
So when does it start up next?
I've heard rumors of winter.
Great fucking question.
Winter. Oh, so Christmas again.
Yeah, that's what I've heard rumors of.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
Gotta
we'll
start
see.
Preparations now.
I know what I want for Christmas.
But, like, you don't know the runways or anything. Like, you don't know any of the challenges, so you can't really...
Oh, runways, too. Okay.
So, yeah, you do the challenge, and then you do the runway after. But sometimes
the runway
and the challenge
are 10 points. Don't put too much work into that.
Yeah, don't put too much work.
We found that out the hard way.
Gotcha. Yeah, I spent a lot of time making the runways just to find out it was only a small percentage of the points.
Yep.
Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
So you don't get the runway in advance?
You get that too.
We get all of the prompts in advance, and then you get to prep for them. But again, it takes like, I don't know how long it takes y'all, but it takes us like at least a week or maybe two if we're trying to make a good look to put a look together.
It'll take some time.
Yeah. It takes some time, right? Yeah. Which like now y'all have kind of a repertoire. So like,
yeah, this is very true.
From that.
True. Speaking of looks and wigs, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
A word from our sponsors.
This episode of the Drag Me With a Spoon podcast is sponsored by Stoned Crazy. Stone Crazy is your Minneapolis-based supplier of rhinestones, pearls, and other costume embellishments. Stone Crazy has everything you need to make your costumes even draggier. Rhinestones, pearls, fringe, sequin fringe, and more. Shop now online at stonecrazymn.com and use code DRAGSPOON for 15% off your order. Big thank you to Stone Crazy for sponsoring the podcast. Hey there, want to sponsor the podcast? Want to have a silly little ad in the middle of the episode? Want to be a goofy girl and give me money to keep producing this podcast? Well, for just $20, you can have a spotlight to promote whatever. Got a show coming up? A service or skill like stoning? Or just have a sickening picture you want to show off? We'll promote it for you. Don't have an ad but love the podcast? You can still sponsor us and we'll give you all our love on the pod. Send us an email at dragmewithaspoon@gmail.com to become a sponsor now.
Spreads the glue out very evenly, and then you don't have to worry about it, and then you just hold it.
Look at us living and learning.
We really don't know anything.
Anya, you're being put on blast. Why haven't you taught the videos on yet?
Hey, she has her own methods. This is mine.
Yeah.
No, it's fair.
We're learning very slowly.
One day. Just like to like put a little glue, like yeah, get it, and then slide it in.
Art school didn't teach me how to put nails on.
Tragedy.
Tragedy.
What was your degree in?
So I have a degree in, is this filming?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh my god, we're back.
We're back!
Oh yeah!
Hi! Oh my god, you caught us at the wrong time.
We're back and I fixed my hair.
So yeah, what was your degree?
So my first college degree, is for graphic design. Mm-hmm. And then I transferred up here, and now I have a degree in 2D and 3D animation.
Oh, word.
Which is what my full-time job is. I'm a 3D modeler for a major retail company up here in the Twin Cities.
Hey, that's cool.
I don't know if I can name drop, but
that's up to you.
their mascot's a dog.
Oh shit! Okay, period.
Yeah.
I was gonna say
she didn't connect the dots.
Yeah. I didn't until just now.
we're all here.
We're all here. All
right? I was gonna say we had another animator friend that used to work for the. For them as well.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then.
No, you are thinking of the wrong thing.
A dog?
You're thinking of Pistachio working for the Timberwolves.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Nope. Wrong thing.
Wrong dog.
My bad.
Now we're on the same thing.
There's too many dogs. I don't know.
Wrong dog. Well, dog.
Is that even a dog, the one you're talking about?
The wolf. That's a dog.
No.
It's like a primordial dog.
No.
No.
Three gets one on this one. I love you, but no.
Gaslight. Gatekeep. Grill bosses.
Whoopsies.
So wait, do you have a degree?
So I went for pre-health and healthcare admin.
Ooh.
And now I'm just taking some time off to like, you know, save up some money.
Live life.
And then I want to go back to PA school.
Slay. Okay.
So which right going now, to... I just, you know, wipe up butts and clean up vomit.
Oh my god.
Someone has to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Saving lives.
Yeah. Would you, like, come to the cities to finish your degree then?
Ideally, yes, but I mean, the cold is kind of not fun, so
yeah.
We'll see about that.
What do you think of the hot, the oppressive hot?
Well, I don't like the heat either. Like, I'm sweating right now, so. Yeah.
And it's air conditioned in here, so I mean,
don't matter.
It's the wig.
It's the wig. Yeah, those ones look like heavy big wigs.
It's the annoying wig. Yeah. They're so annoying.
That annoying fucking wig.
I'm just kidding. We love them. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Shout out. Wait,
yes.
Do you want to get them fans? We have fans right
here. Fans.
Oh,
shut up.
Period.
We got them from Pride this year because we, every year at Pride, we re-buy our clacker fans.
Oh my god,
so we bought
yes.
these this year.
Is this a Bath and Body one? I want that one.
It's the back and body hurts.
Oh my god, that's so me.
Oh my god, it's such a cheetah print. It matches.
It matches!
Yeah, there you go.
This was planned.
This was foreseen.
Literally.
Intentional.
Because my back and body do hurt.
Real.
Bad.
It's like a silly fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Panic asked, how do you connect gender to your drag?
Ooh. Gender to
or,
that's a great question.
It's a very good question. Mm.
It's kind of like an homage, I feel like, to like the female figures in our life. Like,
yeah.
We definitely admire a lot of like females, especially pop stars, but it's also just like, you know, like any women in our life, and it's almost kind of like an homage to them. You know, I feel like some people might think it's like a mockery. It's definitely
no,
not
no,
that.
God, no.
It's definitely not that.
No,
you don't look this cunty and then call it a mockery.
Oh, absolutely not.
Period.
You know, but yeah,
who are the women in your life that you that, like? It begs the question.
Yeah,
who are the idols?
Oh my God, there's like a ton.
There's a lot.
My number one is, of course, Gaga. I mean,
Rio.
I literally owe her everything. Yes. But then, like, not famous people. I mean, of course, my mother.
Of course.
My sister. Literally everybody in my family. Even my
father. The
original
female icons.
Yes, exactly.
You mean your father looked like this?
No. Actually, funny, when I was, like, breaking down the Iconica name to him on FaceTime, I was like, he's like, so where'd you get that name? And I was like, well, I'm an icon, and I'm obsessed with Chromatica. And he was like, you're not an icon.
That's so fucking rude.
And I was like, Rick! Rick!
Richard!
Government name him. Oh, God.
Yeah.
What would your dad's track name be?
Oh, my God. Lady Mack Truck.
Lady Mack Truck.
Because he works for a trucking company, so you know Mack Trucks.
Oh yeah.
But you gotta put the lady in front of it.
Lady
Mack. We're already losing our nail.
Oh, there she goes.
So, hey, that's what the fans for.
Exactly.
Put the nice ones out. Yeah. What about you, Toxic?
Definitely, obviously my mother. I would say local queens definitely were a huge inspiration starting out.
Oh, for
you
sure.
Know,
yeah.
I was just admiring some of like the incredible local talent we have, and the Rue Girls, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Gaga, Katy Perry, two of the most influential women in my life.
Like, real?
Got me through some tough times, but like, yeah.
Oh, and Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson.
True. Wait, was she the one that had the singing show where like she was up against Anne Hathaway?
Yes.
And she didn't know like, her own fucking song.
I know.
Since you've been gone.
Yeah.
Had no fucking clue. Had no clue.
Love it. That'd be me as a pop star. Yeah. Just like forget my entire discography. As soon
did
as
it once,
it.
Gone.
Done. It's done. It's over.
Us with the Mamma Mia number we did.
Shut up.
I don't even know what she was.
You're not doing the Mamma Mia one anymore?
I mean,
it's
we
cute.
Will
you
eventually.
You had the whole outfit.
But,
yeah.
Those outfits were a monster.
Too damn much.
A monster.
We over committed.
Here,
we
well,
over committed.
Yes, quick story about that. So
the outfit's here.
Yes.
Pistachio, please. Thank you. We'll send them.
So we literally bought these like painter denim.
Yeah, it was like a denim
jumpsuit things for a base.
Okay.
Well, then I found these like pre-bedazzled iron-on star patches, and
no.
I was like, "Perfect, we're gonna get these, slap them on, be done with this look." We get them. This one's like, these are not sparkly.
It wasn't sparkly.
So what did we do?
No,
we literally laid out the outfit and used them as a stencil and penned them in, and then individually. With three different sizes of AB went.
Ah, no!
Oh
that's so much fucking work!
Oh
my God.
And there were over 40 stars on each. So.
Oh, the commitment.
Yes, yeah, so.
The commitment.
To be fair,
and now
this
one
doesn't make
it.
Decisions anymore.
No, this one wants to burn it now. And I'm like,
too much
too much
work.
Too much fucking work. No, that goes in the Louvre, baby.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
That's too much fucking work.
And the
work.
Collar is all hand done
covered,
and the belt.
Covered.
It's just a no.
I was going to say, I think one thing that I admire about y'all a lot is the commitment.
Thank you.
The fucking
Thank
commitment
you.
To the bench.
Thank you.
Like,
that means a lot.
You better work it.
We took a lot of pride in our stuff.
Oh, we definitely, like, we might be new, but, like, yeah, we definitely take it seriously.
Oh,
and, like,
extremely.
We want to just keep, like, pushing ourselves and, like,
oh, yeah.
You know?
Each performance is a different level, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Every single performance is just,
yeah.
Like,
even looking back, like, yes, we only have done five, but, like, even looking back to the first 90s when
oh,
y'all
my
saw,
God.
Like, the confidence from there to now,
yeah.
It's still not where we want it to be.
Yeah.
But there's still a night and day difference.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Like, it's insane to look at back at, like, it's not like we, you know, like, our performance weren't, like, back to back. There was a month or two in between some of them. But even that, like, looking back, it's just wild. It's
crazy.
Like, I don't even know who that person was.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it was January.
Yeah.
That's just wild. But who are your female, like,
oh,
icons.
Circling
besides
back.
Let's. Oh,
and
now
okay. Barbra Streisand.
All right, clock me. Fine.
Even though I own all of Barbra Streisand's records.
Oh, okay, yeah. Besides, besides Barbara and Patty.
Period.
Liza.
Okay.
Oh, Judy.
Okay, duh.
Julie Andrews.
Okay, duh.
Fuck. Who else?
Name a woman.
Sorry.
No. Name a woman.
Name a woman.
Yes. Go.
Any.
Yes.
Adina
Menzel.
Oh, I love Adina Menzel.
Okay.
I love Kristen Chenoweth as
okay,
well.
Yeah.
I do not have her range.
Yeah.
Love it a bit, darling, but I don't have the range.
Oh, in my head I do. Yeah.
So she's like, a fucking coloratura soprano, and I am an alto.
Yeah.
And that's fine. And I've accepted that I don't have the range. Yeah. And, yeah, no, but
you
she's
know,
still
at least
an
you have range.
Fucking yeah. icon. Yeah. Absolute icon.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, God, yes.
So, yeah, the Broadway bitches. Okay. Those are
we
my
love
icons.
That. We love that.
For me, it's Marilyn Monroe.
Okay.
Julie London.
Okay.
Who else? I also like Kristen Chenoweth a lot.
You do.
I love her songs. I just like her quirky attitude.
I love it.
And then going into a little bit more modern stuff. I don't know. Lady Gaga.
Yeah. Of course.
I like that she dips into jazz. Like that.
Oh my god. Happy.
You love Kylie Minogue.
Oh, and Kylie Minogue. Yeah. I love Kylie Minogue.
Padam. Oh my god.
Padam.
And Carly Rae Jepsen.
And Carly Rae Jepsen. I haven't performed a lot of her music, but
you
I
haven't.
Do love.
Did you see her last Pride?
When no, we saw her like right before, and we're like, "Well, she's not going to perform anything new."
Well, yeah, I was waiting for the new album to come out. And
did
it hadn't
she?
Come out yet.
I can't remember if she performed anything new.
I don't think she did.
I don't think she did.
Okay,
so I was just like, "I love her, but I'm trying to get laid this weekend, so I'm gonna."
I was like, "There it is."
I was like, "She'll be back soon with the new album."
Later, so, Carly Rae.
Yeah.
I mean.
The people will understand.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was
exactly.
also like, we didn't live in the cities yet, so I was like, it's our only time to be here all weekend.
Yeah.
Like, block party all 3 days, let's go.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And we didn't, but this year we did.
Oh my goodness.
It's a lot.
Yeah. This one had the work pride weekend.
Yeah. Where? Oh really? Where? Oh, we still turned out. Oh, well, at the hospital.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought maybe you were doing some kind of...
You're like, we worked at the hospital, but we turned to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
He turned looks. Yeah. He turned looks and diapers.
Oh my god.
No, literally, because we had the 3 meet and greets for the Rue Girls from season 15. Yeah. So literally got off at 7, got to the hotel, we got changed, and we literally ran in heels.
Yeah, literally.
To these meet and greets.
Literally.
And then, so I do...
I was going to say, because y'all got the thing signed.
Yes, so I do illustrations not only for me
you
to get
drew
signed.
Drew those?
Yes.
Yeah.
Period.
That's my gig. But I also draw one for them to keep. And I've been doing it ever since I moved up here. But we're literally running to Lux. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I didn't bring her drawing.
No!
I literally turned back around and ran back to the hotel. Ran.
And let me tell you, when I was dry-heaving, like, it was a lot. I was hardly wearing not much, and I was still just like...
Yeah.
Oh my god, where's all this sweat coming from?
Okay.
Hi, Lux, it's nice to meet you.
Yeah. Give me 1 minute.
Don't touch me yet.
Who was your favorite to meet?
Ooh, to pick a favorite. Ooh, that's a good
Sasha
question.
Sasha Colby for me. It was like an emotional experience, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I was not expecting that. All of this season, Anitra Stan. Loved her. But, like, as soon as we saw her, it was just, like, goddess.
Yeah.
Goddess.
It was so hard this season because all of them were so fucking iconic.
So good.
Oh, yeah. Like, especially the top 4 or 5.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, even when, like, I was thinking about it, I was like, okay, Mistress only won once, but I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
She was wonderful.
Yeah. Oh,
the whole time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Her narratives carried this
correct.
Season. Oh, yes. I mean,
the best talking head of the
season. Yes, without her, I would have been... Bored and back to
a little
season
bit.
12.
Yeah, a little bit. Real.
Was your favorite? Yeah. I was gonna say, going into it, I think, don't get me wrong, loved all 3 of them, but I think I was most surprised with Lux.
Yeah,
she was so talkative.
Oh, yeah.
And she, like, they all loved the artwork, don't get me wrong, but Lux was, like, over the moon about it.
Cute.
Was like, I already have this pre-saved on my phone. I'm so glad to meet you in person. This is going to get framed.
Yeah.
Yada, yada, yada. Thank you for making your way out here to see. It was just not what I was expecting, you know?
Good.
So, because, like, you know, you kind of get an idea based off of, like, you know, them on TV.
Yeah.
Which is terrible to say.
No,
but,
no,
I mean,
but
it's
like,
fair.
True. Well, it's a representation of their work. It's
exactly.
Out there. Yeah.
So, when it wasn't that, I was like, thoroughly surprised and happy. I was like, hell yes, I could kiki and talk to you all damn day.
Nice.
But the other 2 were also amazing.
Oh, yeah,
and they all smelled amazing.
Oh,
and Sasha Colby's ass, let me tell you, in person.
Oh my god,
like,
bitch.
Yeah,
the way she can just, like, have her body.
Literally.
Stunning.
Her body.
Literally.
Literally. I hate to be so basic, but when the season started, like, episode 1, I was like, mother.
Yes!
Yeah.
100%!
Mother,
100%.
She is my favorite. I
yes.
like others, but, like...
Yes. And, like,
mom's
that's
gonna
where I
this.
Had, a, like, a conflicting thought to myself. It was, like, immediately she walked in, I was, like, game over, hand to the crown.
Yep. Yep.
But then I was, like, that's not fair to these other bitches.
Yeah. It isn't, especially
and,
because
like,
they were all so strong.
Yes.
They were so
and especially, like, Anitra, I was, like, ooh,
she
Anitra was just, like,
it.
There. And she had the emotional arc. and the story and the journey. She had it all. And I was I don't know if there's any season that's going to be a tie. It should have been this one.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, and I hate that, like, everybody on this season was kind of iconic.
Yes.
Yeah. And that, like, some of them just left too soon. I love Irene Dubois.
Yes, I was
just
saying.
Irene the Alien.
We are obsessed.
Oh, fucking fabulous.
Obsessed. Her grimace look for Pride in New York.
I did not see.
She was literally on the McDonald's float in New York City Pride dressed as Grimace. And I was like,
it was great.
You're an icon.
That's iconic.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I feel like the Fame Games were created because of Irene Dubois. Yes. Because, like, this last season, like, everyone was like, well, she had the best fucking looks. Yes. She didn't even get to show any of that.
100%. I think she probably had one of my favorite entrance looks.
Yeah. She looked good.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Which I stand by this statement. When she lost the first episode, I was just like, that number would have killed in a club. That would have been so stupid.
Yes. So fucking. Especially the nails. Like, how relatable.
If no one else was laughing, yes. I would have been like,
yeah. Yes.
In the back room.
Literally, like, yes. I'm pretty sure I was dying.
I was cackling the whole time.
What killed it was that under music they did where it was like the weird like, or like the, what is it? Like the awkward like rumble they do. And I'm like, now I'm feeling uncomfortable for laughing. But no, I thought it was hilarious. Yes. No, she definitely should have stayed a little longer.
She and Mistress would have been such a fucking menace.
Oh my god.
Like, oh my god.
Well, Irene literally carried the first episode.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Literally her clocking the
screen time.
Yes.
The first episode.
Like the 40 inches thing. Like iconic right up.
She's
that.
Like,
that's not 40 inches.
Yes, it
which
is.
Might have been. I don't know. Yeah, I don't have a measuring tape. Yeah. But
I also don't have a 40 here in unit, so
you know
I
what?
Can't say shit.
This goes out to as a shout out to everybody that wants to do Drag Race, bring a measuring tape.
Exactly.
Oh, it's 40 inches?
Yeah.
Let me just measure from the scalp. Let's see. Let's find out.
And it's withering.
It's withering. That's about 32 inches. That's really cute.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really cute.
The last 8 inches are... chop them, girl.
Never realize how long 40 inches is until you see it in person.
Yeah.
Because I forget... somebody had a 40-inch human that we saw recently.
Probably Kenner on Dean.
Probably Kenner on Dean.
Ondine's natural hair
is like a 40-inch human.
I mean, if you think
unit.
About it, that's like 3.5, like... Subway sandwiches.
This bitch.
Am I wrong? You know what I mean?
This episode has been sponsored by Subway.
Gosh.
Period.
Yeah.
They have some good cookies there.
Oh. Subway, when you get the chance, send us $20 in the mail.
It's cookies.
Real quick, fix your wig and then we're gonna.
Period. Where? What
is it? She's the tape. Little. She's just gotta be pulled down a little bit.
Sponsored by.
Clear vinyl tape. Yeah.
Period.
So I have a couple questions
from
your drag mother.
Oh, okay.
Miss Anya Deek.
What inspires your drag?
Oh
my god. I don't know. I think it's just the art of it.
Yeah.
And for me, it's just the outfits.
Yeah.
How can I gay this up? How can I drag this up?
Yeah.
How many crystals can I throw on this?
How over the top can we make it before it's tacky?
Yes, like how crazy is it going to look as soon as the light hits it?
Yeah.
And just like what I love is like the fact that you're leaving a feeling with someone after the performance.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like after lacrosse, we were so nervous. We were like, we are the spotlight people. This is basically our first like gig.
Yeah.
No idea what
second
to expect
time
for this.
Ever performing.
Yes.
Really?
And then like after that, the like amount of people that like came up to us and wanted a photo with us and were like, this was just amazing.
Yeah.
Y'all made an impression. It was just, I think that right there is what's wild.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah. Yeah, I just like the storyline. I think that's like one thing that we're very kind of known for is telling a story through our drag. You know?
Yeah.
I agree. We're not just gonna get up on stage and like sing a song straight through. Like that's not us. You know, like
no problem with that.
No, but like
don't read us.
No, but like we want it to be meaningful. We want it to have like some sort of like meaning for us too. You know, and like say something about us.
Well, and those are always the most fun to watch is when there's actually like a full arc to the performance.
Yes,
because you know some people. Like even when they do a single song, you can do a
whole
arc with a single song.
Yes. Absolutely.
But you have to decide what the song is about. You have to decide what that song means to you.
Yes.
And so, like, you all do the work.
Yes.
Y'all do the artistic work that it takes to do a song.
And if you're selling it, they're buying it.
Exactly.
Yes.
The minute you're not selling it, they're like, wait, why am
I
in this store?
That was the hardest thing, though, from our first performance.
Yes.
Was, like, selling it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that, I think, has been, like, the most growth.
Yes.
And, like, even continuing to keep growing there. You know?
Yes.
Keep selling that number.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah.
And I think the other thing is, like, we're still definitely trying to figure out who we are as queens.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because, like, again, right after our first performance was the Gaga one, mm-hmm. we got asked to be a part of these shows that were theme. So, yeah. like, during those themes, there's not really much time to express, like, who you are with, like, the outfits and the numbers and stuff, because mm-hmm. it's very theme. Yeah. So that's also been, like, the learning experience for us, being like, what can we take from this number mm-hmm. and this show, this Disney theme show, and apply to us as, like, an actual entertainer?
Yes. That's what I was actually about to add, that just, like, you know, like, the themes are, like, yeah, theme feels limiting, but yep. until you're in it and you're like, well, how can I apply, how can I yes. make this about me?
Exactly.
And it's like, and so, like, I feel like through themes, you can find yourself exactly. in drag a lot easier than you can with, like,
exactly.
Variety shows.
Exactly.
You know?
Because I definitely think we found ourselves in our 80s number.
Oh my god.
Yeah!
Hello!
And that you
Hello?
Didn't.
They've arrived!
Who is she?
80s businesswoman.
Roll out of bed and stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and
young and rich and trying to come alive. I got you.
Yeah.
I picked up on the lyrics you didn't know.
Thank you! Thank you!
Oh my god.
The other question from your mother is, what are some goals you would like to achieve?
Oh, I love that.
Oh my god. That's
We kind of touched on that a little bit. Continuing to sell it.
Yeah.
Continuing to, like, just keep growing and finding ourselves. For
like,
sure.
Do you have, like, a skill you want to work on, like, sewing costumes or, like,
oh my god, yes.
Hair, or, like, what do you want to
I literally bought a sewing machine after a commission I did for someone. I was like, I'm doing this.
You're doing that.
And I looked at it, and it's still today in the box. Because I looked at it, and I was like,
maybe one day.
Devolution.
That's, I don't know. The thread's got to go through here, and then up in here, yeah. and then down in here.
Come on over for sewing lessons.
Okay, period. Literally, I'll bring my machine.
Devolution, yeah. I'm going to level with you. The last time I tried to sew something with this October, and I tried to do, like, I was trying to make an outfit out of that white sequin fabric right there.
On the bottom shelf, yeah.
On the bottom shelf. And basically, I got, like, halfway through. I, like, sewed the sleeves on and whatever. And then I found out that I sewed the sleeve to the fucking bodysuit part.
Shut up.
I fucked up my layers. No. And I'm like, this isn't happening. So I'm just going to... Well, because it was, like, two nights before the performance.
Yeah.
Shut up.
You always wait till the night before.
I do. Because that's when my inspiration...
Okay,
that's
where
I find my
what queen does
well.
I know I work a little bit better under pressure. Like,
yeah.
when it's cooking,
it's
like, okay, I know I need to get these five things done.
That's
like,
the ADHD brain, diva. Yes.
When there's two of it, too.
Real.
Yeah, I don't work so well sometimes.
There are many brands of ADHD.
Yes. But, okay, question was what we want to work on?
Yeah, what do you want to achieve?
Yeah, what do you want to, like, what's...
Okay, well, definitely sewing. Yeah.
I'd love to, like, get a wig where it doesn't slide off my head.
Yeah.
No, that's just part of the Bobby
Pin. Oh, there's three in it right now.
We're very, though, like, we try and, like, do everything as much as ourselves as we can.
Yes.
You know,
like,
we keep pushing ourselves in that sense.
Yes.
So, yeah. If we're able to be self-sufficient queens,
yes.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I also think it's, like, growing a community is what I also to keep doing. Like, I never want to come across as, like, oh, that queen thinks they're too good for this and too good to come over and say hi. I don't want to be that. I never want to be that.
Real.
I always want it to be very welcoming.
Yes, yes.
And fun for everybody.
Oh, absolutely.
Because at the end of the day, this is just fun for all of us.
Exactly.
Yeah, sure.
Like, once it's, like, a chore, I'm tapping out.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah, real. I was going to say, and, like, drag is a great opportunity to just add skills.
Exactly.
Just learn skills.
Yes. And it also is definitely, like, a... Like, I've definitely gained more confidence than I already had.
100%.
From Iconica.
Absolutely.
For Ryan.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Same here.
Yeah,
like, it's
yeah.
just... Being on stage in front of people just forces you to be confident. Because
yes.
if you're not confident, it's a terrible fucking time.
Yes.
Terrible fucking time.
Even if I'm sweating 30 buckets of sweat, I'm still gonna sell it.
Even
if
your makeup is melting off.
That just adds to the fantasy.
Yeah, literally.
Oh,
thank the Lord for fans.
So,
by all means,
thank you.
Give me that.
The Chloe Coulet asks, what's one number you really want to do but you're still working on?
Oh... That's a good question.
Oh. Chloe, if you want to be on the podcast.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, come on down.
Ooh, I think we've both talked about this. We both have numbers that are like, we've wanted to do a number that is us and like
mm-hmm.
very iconic and very just toxic. You know, we're not
mm-hmm.
trying to be someone else. We're just being us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's, I don't know exactly what that song is, but someday I know, like, we definitely want to get there. And it's probably going to be a mashup, obviously.
Well, of course, of course. Y'all are mix queens.
Yeah. Wait, oh, I love me a good mix.
Yeah.
But ooh, there's definitely going to be Gaga in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a feeling.
Yeah.
You know,
maybe I would love to do a Whitney moment.
Yeah.
And, like, a full-on, like, gown.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, that day will be coming.
Yes.
Which Whitney? Which Whitney?
Yeah,
no, Whitney's, no, I know, but, like... of course it's Whitney Houston.
We've already done Dance with Somebody.
Yeah, that was
But right. What's the other one?
Don't make me cry.
Yeah, that.
Oh, don't make me sing.
Yes, yes.
That's a good one.
Or So Emotional.
Yeah.
I mean,
so true.
Yeah. But I've also, like, okay, so I was, like, obsessed with Glee. Like, obsessed.
I think the way you like to make mashups, I think that says a lot.
Yeah, like, mashup week performances were, like, kind of my favorite episode of Glee.
Real.
But no, I would 100% love to do, like a Glee Cheerios number. Or, like, done by Santana. Because I think Santana had my, like,
Naira Vera.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah. R.I.P.
Yeah. Definitely, definitely a good, either Santana or Rachel Berry moment.
Real, real, real.
Yes.
The delusion. I live.
Yes, yes.
So you want to do like a Santana, like Glee moment?
Yes.
Toxic, do you have the same answer?
Maybe not Glee. I'm not so much of a type of gay.
She's like, well, I'm not that gay.
I am not that gay. But definitely.
You were also like, what, 7 years old when that came out?
Well then.
Hey, hey, don't be disrespectful. Oh, she was 5.
Yeah, literally. Oh, more like 3.
No. Stop. I'm really ganged up on it now. Sorry. Oh my god.
Oh my god, when did Glee came out in what? I think it was 2009.
That's what I was saying.
I was gonna say it came out when I was in when I started.
Ma'am,
high school.
You were 7.
Wanda did the math.
I did the math.
Oh my god.
Definitely not Glee, not that type of gay. But
you've never even seen an episode. You can't even say that.
Well, definitely a Gaga, though. Definitely a Gaga. And definitely just something happy and uplifting. And
you like the high energy.
Yeah, for sure.
But Katy Perry.
Or Katy Perry.
That's very you.
Ooh!
I love Katy.
I was going to say, there's only...
Trust me, I burned a hole in that movie. I like this, like the disc, it's cooked. It's done. But it was great.
So on repeat.
Oh, it was on repeat. My entire childhood. Real.
I was going to say, there's only really, like, literally one other bitch in the Twin Cities that does Katy Perry. Shout out, Luna Muse!
What? And Andrea Von Neuington the III.
She does Katy?
Yeah.
When?
She's done it a few times.
Huh.
And loves Katy Perry.
Oh.
But it's mostly Luna.
Well, we're also Katy Perry queens now. We did, like, Teenage Dream.
Yeah, well, so get the fuck out of the way.
Look out, Luna Moose.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, we love her.
We're little orphan annoying.
Little orphan annoying.
We're coming hot.
Oh, God.
Tyler Powozik asks, favorite and least favorite part of drag? Oh. I think I said that last name right. It's Polish.
Favorite and least favorite. Favorite... Definitely the performance high and after that.
Oh, yes. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Least favorite, you know, our toes going numb, our entire body hurting, you know, that type of stuff.
Back and body hurts.
Yeah, back the tears.
Yeah. I think it's also, like, I love me a good prop, but Lord, do I hate dragging it around
places.
Oh,
my God.
Like, that drum is at least 15 pieces, and I'm like...
It is...
Like, get your mom and dad to help us.
The worst part about a prop is that, like, you've made this beautiful fucking huge thing.
Yes!
And then you have to take it somewhere.
Like, where are your roadies?
Yes, exactly.
We made these giant clams for fucking drag duels for our Venus number, and they're sitting in the garage right now because they were sitting in Saloon for, like...
6 months.
Not Shut 6 up. Months.
Almost.
No, like 2
How
months.
How big?
They're wider than our car. I'll tell you that.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Like, strap it to the roof.
They're big cardboard.
We had to bend them a little bit.
We had to bend them. We had to be like, they were like this, and we were like, and so then we put them in. It's fine. They folded right back out. We covered them in dollar store tablecloths. And
if it works, it works.
But like, stunned them with pearls and stuff, and they were cute.
The worst part is the day of the episode, it was a blizzard outside, and we were trying to shove it in the car. We're like, what is happening? Yeah. Get in there!
But you know what's great? Drag in the winter.
Because
I can immediately run out that door and negative 20, and I am good.
You're good.
Well, as long as you're not wearing a human unit,
well,
this hair is not
going
anywhere.
Yeah. I'm not there yet.
No. I don't wear human units.
Oh. Well, like,
but wait. Bitch, I wear big hair. If I wore a human unit, it'd be like Hulk Hogan wearing a flat Party City wig.
Not Hulk Hogan.
I got shoulders.
But like we these wigs in the wind, they do not belong.
Yeah, okay, I guess. Even snow, because we did that photo shoot of the 80s one on top of a parking garage in La Crosse.
I wanted to get out of there.
Let me tell you.
We left that show early because of the blizzard. We were like, we're not getting home if we don't. Well, we weren't going all the way back here, but we were like...
Oh, yeah, we had a hotel.
My parents live there. Yeah.
Oh, La Crosse?
Yeah, I'm from La Crosse.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Look, a lot of shots and I are from the same town. We're like...
Did you go to Central? Sister.
No, I went to West Salem.
Wait,
did you
it.
Go to... Did you live in West La Crosse?
Yeah, I was... I went to Logan.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we can't talk anymore. I only know Logan because...
Who's
well,
Logan?
It's a school. Oh, it's an area. And I was in mock trial.
Well, I have one last question from you, and this is from Chandra Armani.
Period.
Who's who?
Shut up!
Meaning what?
I don't know!
Meaning sugar and spice?
Not this dispute.
I don't know, she just said who's who.
That's all she said.
Anyway, she'll be here in 15 minutes. If you want to fight her, you can.
Oh, I'll be
Chandra,
fine.
We're waiting.
Chandra?
I'm spice.
Yeah.
Girl, you're literally wearing a blonde wig right now. Don't
that has nothing to do with that. I would make it longer in the competition than you.
You are witnessing the break.
And
of
now we are going to a commercial break.
No, but it's like it's a very like ebony and ivory. Who's
oh,
the
yes.
bubbly? Who's
yes.
the gothy?
Yes, 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 yes.
Like
yes.
other than putting the track record aside.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, there's no track record.
Oh.
I mean, well, there's that. We don't have one yet.
That's true. That's true.
Hey,
it's fine. We go back and forth, though. We go back and forth, depending on the number.
Yeah.
Depending on, yeah.
Everyone has their spotlight, their moment.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh,
yeah. For sure.
I was going to say, for Wanda and I, we just kind of, like, we've claimed certain hairstyles, not hairstyles, hair colors.
Okay.
And currently disputed territory is brown. Because I've worn brown for a very long time.
Yes,
she's just getting into the brown. And she's like, I'm a brown hair girl.
It looks good.
You look good brown.
She does.
And you look good blonde.
Thank you.
But everybody looks good as a blonde.
It's true.
But this is my natural hair color.
Period.
No.
I mean, we kind of have the whole, like, you're very purple and I'm very pink.
Yes, we did claim colors right off the bat. He was like, I'm being pink, you can't be pink.
Oh,
by all means, brand yourselves. That's smart.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, she claimed pink, I claimed green.
Yeah.
Period. So.
It makes sense with avocado. Yeah.
Blue's kind of in the middle, it's kind of contested.
Yeah.
Reds are kind of yours.
Yeah. Vampy.
So is theater very yours then?
I love theater. She also does theater. She does Girl in 14G.
Okay. Yep.
But then I do like
some producers.
Yeah. She does producers. I just do a lot of Patti LuPone.
Got it. I would love to do
all the old lady songs. I do those.
We love that.
Yeah.
Like I don't think I like performing, but my thing is on the mic. Like I'm like the host.
Okay.
So I
got it.
I'm like, I do a number so I can make my money, but I'm on the mic laughing. Having a good time.
Love that.
I can see that. I mean, you do a great job here.
Oh, thank you.
Duh. Yeah. Yes, and thank you again for having us.
Of course. We have two more questions for you.
We have more questions.
Oh, okay.
You're too comfortable.
So, it's time for... It is time for the quick tips of drag. So, three quick tips that each of you would give to people new or advanced.
And you are a duo. You can split this how you'd like to. You can each give three, or you can split it however you would like to.
We have a lot of the same tips because of the mental breakdowns.
Real.
I would say tip number one, plan ahead.
Yes.
Plan ahead.
Yes.
Tip number two, breathe.
Oh.
And tip number three, have fun with it.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of any I would add. For sure, plan ahead. I think that's the biggest one. Like, know your shit before, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, be prepared. You know, it's a professionalism thing. And, like,
you're
put together.
Yeah.
That's a big one. But honestly, don't get in your head and just have a good time with it. Because at the end of the day, if you're not having a good time, no one else is going to have a good time. So,
Yes. That was only two, so I'm going to steal her third one.
Oh.
To make it like six.
Steal it.
Make friends.
Be friendly.
That's a great one. Yeah.
Drag is fun.
Drag is fun. And you get to meet a bunch of people.
Yes.
And you're going
to amazing people.
You're going to be spending a lot of time with them.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
May as well chit chat.
Literally.
Kiki.
Literally. And seeing every inch of them.
Oh. Backstage, everything comes off.
Literally.
We rip that shit
every
off
inch,
fast.
Even the ones that are put away.
Yeah, when take comes done, it's like, oh, shit.
Oh, dead.
Girl.
Well, where can people find you?
Well,
social media. Online.
Yeah, yeah. We don't have an Instagram account yet for drag.
Yeah.
Really?
I know.
Work. Okay.
Our whole thing is, like, we don't know when... There's probably not, like, an appropriate time to do it, but, like, we don't know. Like, when did y'all make an Instagram for your
drag? The instant I started doing drag.
Before, really? Before I ever started Open Stages is when I did it. Yeah.
Really?
I spent the first year of the pandemic doing makeup and, like, preparing for whenever this ended, I can go perform.
Really?
There's not a right time to do it. No, there's not a wrong time to do it. Rather. Yeah. So, like, got you know, it. If you wait a little bit, whatever, you're establishing yourself. So, like,
just make it when you can.
Well, then I guess we're making
one. Well, and honestly, I don't think we knew what it was going to become when we first started
doing
it.
Yeah.
Honestly, the first time we did it was just like, let's just do this for fun. Let's put ourselves out of our comfort zone. And, like, literally after our first performance, we, like, looked at each other and we were like,
this is it.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Otherwise, convert yours into a dragon. So, like, you could change your handle and everything.
Yeah.
That way you have, like, a
carry your followers over. And then people will be like, oh my gosh, who are these bitches? Why do they have 1,500 followers? Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, we do post our drag stuff on our, like, you know, personal accounts, which is at Ryan Lucas Olsen, or my art account, which is at Ryan Lucas Olsen _arts.
Period.
Plug, baby.
Duh.
Do you have an Instagram?
Yeah, CoolCarlson20.
Period.
So yeah, find me on there and send me a DM.
And your art account? You're hilarious. I'm just kidding.
You're hilarious. Catch me dead.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Of course.
Literally flew by.
I know.
Iconic duos recognize iconic duos. Oh my god.
The iconicness is just off the charts.
Toxic duos also recognize toxic duos.
But with two C's.
Two C's.
Because we're extra.
Real.
Double C.
Well, we are back to posting every other week, so, you know, catch us here, subscribe, have a good time, be gay, do crimes.
And until next time, bye!
Bye!
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Slay.
Period.
Slay.
Period.
Slay.
Period.